Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everybody to the Left of Straight show. Come join your host, me, Scott Fullerton, as we talk about everything under the rainbow sun. From LGBT issues to foodies, entertainment to books, we'll have you covered. Grab a cocktail if you'd like, because it's always happy hour somewhere, that's my motto, and enjoy the show. Here we go.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Left of Straight show. This is Scott, and I'm trying a new live podcast on a Sunday night as we talk Food Network Star. Hope you're watching the show with me now. If you're on the East Coast, West Coast, we'll let you know what's going on. But right now we have Jay up, and it looks like they're picking some ingredients of what they have to deal with here. If you're not into Food Network Star, it's been an excellent season so far. My three favorites going into it are Michelle Karam, the Mediterranean Mama, Jay Dakote, which is the Louisiana tailgate guy, and Chef Alex McCord, who does been all over the world as his own restaurant. So those three impressed me the most before the show ever started. And those are who I'm looking for here on the finals. But there have been a lot of great contestants that have come in so far. Arnold is just kicking butt, winning every single week. Last week, my favorite on the show, which was Rosa Graziano, got sent home. Very sad. But what can you do on that? We still have quite a few more going. As the show goes here, looks like they're changing up some ingredients. They got to pick their own ingredient, and now there's a little bit of changes going on here. But anyway, I hope if you have time, talk in the comments. Give us a call in. Let me know what your favorite foodie show is. I am a huge Food Network Star, and actually any of the networks that have some kind of a reality food competition. They have 30 minutes right now on Food Network Star to present a dish with their key ingredient, and it'll give them a key advantage in the elimination challenge. So here's a 30-minute cook time starting now. While they're doing the cooking, we'll talk a little bit more about Food Network Star. I think, personally, Jay is the one to beat on here. He's already got the social media game down very well. He really knows what he's doing as far as product placement. I was very impressed on the very first episode that he was able to get to choose barbecue sauce for one of his ingredients there. He sells his own line of barbecue sauce. How genius is that, to be able to go ahead and sell your own product while you're on the air on a national television show? So I think he's the one to beat. He has a huge social media following. He's been in the restaurant game a while. He's been on both sides of the promotion side and of the other side. So that's pretty exciting stuff. But what we'll do here is we'll see what's going on. Looks like my favorite, Mediterranean Mama Michelle, is having a little bit of issues right now. What would be... Those are like an interesting dish. I don't know what I would do with something like that. We also, if you've been to the Left of Straight website lately, that's www.leftofstraight.com, which is leftofstr and the number 8.com. you go to leftofstraight.com, click on the podcast channel, and go to contests at the drop-down box, you're going to see we have a unique summer contest going on. Enter your favorite summer recipe, and you have the chance to win one of my favorite board games. It's called Dish It Out Foodie. It's a combination of Trivial Pursuit, and I kind of think like Parcheesi, a board game, and Trivial Pursuit. It's an excellent game invented by this fantastic couple in Pennsylvania, and I'm giving that away as a prize to, we're going to have anyone who wants to enter in their favorite summer recipe. Myself, my mom, and my dad are going to pick final threes, each of our favorites, and then we're going to put up for a live vote on one of the live Tuesday podcasts. So if you are a foodie and you want to get your recipes out there and get me talking about it, please go to the website, www.leftofstraight.com, podcast page, contest, and enter that. Okay, we have Dom talking now. If you're with us on Food Network Star, Dom owns the Italian Mac and Cheese Truck in New York. Excellent personality, excellent cook, but just gets so stage fright in front of the cameras. He tends to walk away after just a couple of words on there. He's been having a real issue with it and was actually in the bottom two last night because of it. So pretty interesting that you want to be on, have your own television show, but you don't like to be in front of a camera. So I kind of feel sorry for Don, because I think he can cook like a champ, but he just needs to get over those nerves. He kind of did it one week, and then they came back again last week. 30 minutes are up. Looks like they're presenting their dishes to the guest, and let's see what we have first. All right, first up, we have Eddie and Michelle presenting. Let's see what they have to offer tonight. Let me know if you can do better. You can always call into the show. Phone number to call in is area code 347-989-0126. That's 347-989-0126. Feel free to call in. They're at a commercial break before they go ahead and present their dishes. So anyway, it brings me to Blog Talk Radio. I have my own podcast that just started last week called The Left of Straight Show. We air on the UBN Radio Network and on my website. Our show lasts about 2 hours a week starting this week. Our first episode was 1 hour while I got my feet wet. And we're going to go to a two-hour format starting this Tuesday, July 7th. It's for all my LGBT friends and allies. And we talk about the LGBT issues of the day. We definitely talk about foodies. We talk about entertainment. And we talk about books and just whatever else is going on in everyone's lives. I've recently had personal things that have brought me to have a lot of time at home needing to find a creative outlet. And this is the outlet I found. You can always read about my story at the website. But this is really exciting for me to kind of do this podcasting deal. And normally on my Tuesday show, I have some type of a co-host or guest. This is my first time talking alone, and I'm already sick of myself talking. So I do hope one of you guys will call in and talk with me and tell me what you think about Food Network Star, or just about foodies in general. Again, that phone number is 347-989-0126. But anyway, like I said, our first two-hour show is this Tuesday, July 7th, and I have some great guests coming on. We have, direct from Food Network, we have Sharon DeMonte. She was a competitor this past spring in the Food Network All-Star Challenge, where you had home chefs compete with celebrity chef mentors. And Sharon was on Team Curtis Stone from Australia. and she did a fantastic job with Curtis. She also has her own company that she's creating called Sharon's Traveled Kitchen, which brings together her two loves of traveling and food. So she'll be one of our guests this Tuesday. Also coming up Tuesday, we have author Shane Chase. Shane is in Oregon and has a new book that just came out of poetry. Very well done for his first effort. He's working on his next novel now, his first novel to be printed. And he's just an excellent person. He's really enjoys the written word, excellent author, and I'm really looking forward to having him on the show. And the third guest I have on Tuesday is actually a trio of guests. Oh, let's go back to that in 1 second. We have back to Food Network Star, where Bobby Flay is having Michelle and Eddie present. So let's see what they do to bring their dish to life. The twist is they have to taste each other's food and describe it to them. Michelle made a habanero pepper shrimp. Eddie says it's not as spicy as he would hope it to be. It looks like Giada is agreeing, but they told Michelle not to go very heavy. She thought it'd be a bad idea. Kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of issue. Now Michelle gets to try Eddie's dish, which is a grape leaf and sausage chop. She really enjoys his flavor. Wow, she's giving Eddie a great review and kind of wishing she probably got the same from him. Now it's time for the two to try it. Now, part of this challenge is they have to try to show how they would present their food on air. So even though she's making him look good, she's actually doing the presentation for him. Okay. Next up, we have Amelia Serker, and we have Arnold Mint. Now, I was really down on Amelia at first before the show even started. She's trying Arnold scallops right now. Amelia just turned it on the last few episodes. She's describing Arnold's dish now. I think she's really starting to turn herself into a Food Network star, and I kind of have to eat my words that I said before we started here. Very interesting. Arnold is, I thought, was just going to be a personality, and he's ended up winning every challenge that's been so far on the end. He's trying Amelia's, looks, I missed what it was. I think it's a sea bass, some type of a fish. And Arnold is trying it and trying it. She did a halibut with a turnip puree on hers. And it looks like Arnold is just kind of making stuff up. Bobby's not agreeing with him. This is a really tough challenge because you're trying not to make him sound too good, but you also want to make sure you know what you're saying. Oh, we have Dom versus Chef Alex. Now, Chef Alex is one of my final three, and Dom is one of my personal favorites. It's nervous in front of the TV. So we have Dom trying Alex's first. It's a smoked salmon ricotta sandwich. Chef Alex is trying to be another sandwich king, which is kind of funny since they already have Jeff Morrow on the network branded that. But it's interesting he's trying that approach to be a second person on there. So it'll be interesting to see what he does from it. All right, Alex's turn. Dom made beef noodles in a spicy broth. He's getting some great feedback from Alex. It's a five-spice broth. with beef noodles on there. The beef supposedly was cooked perfectly. I am a meat and potatoes person. So I'm really, anything with meat and potatoes, I'm all about. I'm not a seafood person. Just never been my thing. Well, I hope if we have some callers out there, you'll kind of call in. You can only listen to me speak for so long, I'm sure. So I look forward to hearing from any of you out there. Let me give you those numbers one more time if you didn't hear them. You can call in live to the podcast tonight at 1-347-989-0126. Again, that's 347-989-0126. Now we have Rue going against Jay. Jay, again, is one of my favorite top three. Rue did a deconstructed venison dish. Rue is from South Africa and is a very interesting person. She just hasn't really been able to break through yet. But I'm really looking forward to see what she can do. She has a great personality and seems like she knows how to cook. She just hasn't really broken through yet. Jay made it sound good, and the judges agreed. Now she has to describe Jay's dish. She's really liking the char. Oh, she's pointing out a mistake. She's pointing out a mistake on Jay's dish. She's giving a great description, but she's kind of really pulling it apart. She's doing a great job, though. They're getting some excellent feedback, I think, from Bobby and Jada. I'm really missing Alton on this year. If you've been a fan of Food Network Star in the past, you know that Chef Alton has been a huge presence on there. Alton Brown from Cutthroat Kitchen. But really missing him on here now. All right, the competition is over. Let's see who Bobby and Giada think did the best job of presenting. It looks like it's Rue. She did a fantastic job presenting Jay's dish. Didn't make him a star exactly of it. Giada got a little bit of criticism, but was able to make it interesting and talking. So she did a very good, but we're going to find out what the new challenge is pretty soon here. Why don't we go ahead and take a little break? If you know me at all, you know I love old classic cartoons. This is back from the 1970s. Have a listen to Penelope Pit Stop.
The Anthill Mob, their courageous car, Chugaboom, and that villain of villains, the Hooded Claw. And the lovely Pit Stop, heiress to a vast fortune, is in perpetual peril from her fortune-seeking guardian, Sylvester Seekley, who, unknown to her, is really the Hooded Claw. But foiling this scene's foul plots are Penelope's ever-present protectors, the Anthill Mob.
I'll get you, Penelope Pit Stop.